your New Year's coming up, but we just had a Happy New Year, so I'm going to wish that to you.
因为他们已经过了新年了，我们的新年也要到了，所以祝大家新年快乐。
We've started off our new year by focusing on what it is to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
他们新年这个主题就是怎么样做耶稣的门徒。
Today I'd like to clarify what the mission is of a disciple.
今天就为大家澄清一下一个耶稣门徒在世上有什么使命。
I want to start by illustrating this through a movie that was, this was the best movie last year.
现在先给大家介绍一个电影，这个电影是去年的最佳的影片。
And Argon is a true story of the mission to free six Americans from Iran in 1979.
这个电影是根据一个真实的故事改编的，讲的是1979年的时候，美国为了拯救一些在伊朗的人质。
There were Iranian terrorists that overran our embassy on November 4th of 1979.
在1979年11月4日，伊朗有一些恐怖分子强占了美国的大使馆。
And they captured 66 of our diplomats, but six of them escaped to the Canadian embassy.
他们扣押了66个人质，其中6人逃到了附近的加拿大使馆。
An elaborate mission was designed by the CIA to get these captives out of the enemy territory.
然后中央情报局就精心策划了一场行动，为了营救那六个人。
The mission was very precise, and the mission was very dangerous.
这个行动计划得很精密，而且也有很大的危险性。
But it was the only hope to get our captives out of the enemy territory.
但是只有那样做才能把那些人救出来。
I'm sorry, I'm not sure. Is this? Oh, it's on. Okay. Put it up. Here's a picture of Tony Menendez as he was strategizing for the mission.
这个剧照就是男主角，他正在策划怎么样开展这个行动。
They decided to create a Hollywood movie as the cover for this operation.
他们决定做一个假的好莱坞电影作为这个行动的掩护。
They used a script called Argon.
他们挑了一个电影剧本叫做 Argon.
They set up a movie studio.
他们甚至造了一个假的电影制片厂。
They publicized the movie in the Hollywood newspapers.
并且在好莱坞的报纸上面宣传这部电影。
They set up phone lines and business cards and posters.
他们甚至印了好多电影的海报，还有一些名片。
And then Tony Mendez actually went into enemy territory to free the captives.
然后这个男主角就飞到伊朗，到敌占区去解救那些被困的人。
He had to risk his own life to set the captives free.
他这样做是冒着自己生命的危险。
There he went to the Canadian embassy and talked with the six Americans.
然后他就到了加拿大领事馆，去和那六个被困的人讲，就是讲他这个计划。
He brought a message to these folks of how they could be set free.
他给他们带了一个消息，告诉他们怎么样才能逃出去。
For them to experience freedom, they would need to come up with fake IDs and fake passports.
这些人如果想要逃出伊朗，他们必须得有一些假的身份证。
They would need to memorize all the personal histories of their new identity.
而且还要把自己的假身份就是背下来。
They would have to come up with disguises so that they wouldn't recognize them from the embassy.
他们甚至还要化妆，这样呢，人就是别人认不出来。
Now I won't tell you the outcome of this because maybe you want to watch the movie yourself.
那我们就不再多剧透了，因为可能你们自己想看这部电影。
But the parallels between this movie and our lives as disciples of Christ is striking.
这部电影和我们现实生活中有个共同之处。
In our area here, there are vast numbers of people who are held captive in enemy territory.
在我们的身边有无数的人都被他们的敌人，我们的敌人所占据了。
And there is only one group of people that has the message and the methods to set them free.
只有一小撮人，他们知道怎么样才能使他们得到自由。
Who are those people?
这些人是谁呢？
Did somebody say us?
有人说了是我们。
It is you.
就是你们。
You are the hope for the people that are held in enemy territory in our area.
你们就是那些被敌人、被掳之人的希望。
Their future, their freedom depends on how you act.
他们的未来、他们的命运都取决于你如何行动。
Now we know that salvation is of the Lord. I'm not saying that you're God.
我们知道救恩来自于神，我不是说你就是神。
But what I'm saying is that God has a responsibility that he will do, and he has given us responsibilities that we need to do.
我们说的是神有他的责任，他要做他做的事情，而且他也给你做你要做的事情。
And he has called us, his disciples, to go on a mission to set lost people free.
他呼召我们这些门徒去跟他一起去拯救被掳的人。
The question is, what is your plan to set the captives free?
那么问题就是，你有什么计划去救那些人呢？
What is your strategy that you're using in your life to help people escape the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan?
你有什么策略帮助那些人从他们的黑暗王国中跑出来？
As we approach this text, we have to answer a very important question.
我们在回答这个问题之前，先要想一个更重要的问题。
And the way that you answer this question will determine the very focus, the very mission of your life.
你的答案将决定你自己生活中的使命是什么。
And the question is this.
问题就是
Is Matthew 10 a descriptive passage of what Jesus has done?
这个刚才读的马太福音十章是一个描述性的事情，讲述耶稣他自己做的事呢？
Or is Matthew 10 a prescriptive picture of what the calling is of every disciple?
还是那就是耶稣给我们的一个指导性的计划呢？
If it's simply a descriptive story about Jesus,
如果这仅仅是描述耶稣所做的事情，
we say at the end of the story, Hooray, Jesus, you're wonderful!
我们 只需要就是说，哎呀，耶稣，你太伟大了。
Jesus, keep up the good work. We think you're great.
耶稣，加油，我们觉得你很棒。
But if this is a prescriptive passage,
如果这是一个指导性的计划，
then this is going to change the very foundation of the way we live our lives.
这将完全改变我们生命的一些中心。
It's going to influence the totality, the total image, the total picture of all that we commit ourselves to.
它将会改变我们生命中一幅大的图画。
If this passage is prescriptive, telling us what we will do as disciples, it will change our lives.
如果这是耶稣给我们的指示的话，那将彻头彻尾改变我们的生活。
I'm going to suggest to you today.That this is prescriptive to all of us as disciples.
今天我要告诉大家的就是，这一经节是耶稣给我们的指导性的计划。
That this helps us to define our mission in life.
这个就是耶稣告诉我们如何去把大使命行出来。
So let's clarify five instructions given to us in Matthew 10.
所以我们学习一下他给我们提到的五个指导方针。
The first instruction is go!
第一个方针就是要去。
Disciples are always going.
他的门徒总是在外面走的。
As you read this passage, we're struck with these terms that are used.
我们读到经节的时候，有几句话非常的引人注目。
Jesus sent the 12 out.
耶稣差这十二个人去。
He gave them instructions, do not go to the Gentiles.
吩咐他们说：“外邦人的路，你们不要走。”
But go to the lost sheep of Israel.
宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And he ends with these words, "As you go."
而且他强调是随走随传。
Jesus assumes that all of his disciples will be in motion.
耶稣想当然地认为他的门徒都应该是在外面去执行这个计划。
They are not sitting.
他们没有坐在原地不动。
They are not waiting for lost people to come to them.
他们不应该坐那儿等着失散的人来找他们。
They are intentionally deliberately going out.
他们应该去自己主动的到外面去。
What's your plan to go?
那么你有没有走出去的计划？
What's your strategy to go out?
你有没有走出去的策略和方针？
Notice where we're going.
知道我们去哪儿吗？
It says that we are going to the lost sheep of Israel.
耶稣说往以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
That is a subgroup of the people that were living in this area.
那就是我们现在住的这地方有那么一群人就是如此。
Within Fairfield County, there are many subgroups, there are many tribes that exist here.
在我们所住的这个地区有很多很多小的群落。
And you need to ask God which tribe he's sending you to.
你应该问神说他要把你送到其中哪一个部落去呢？
In verse 16, we also find that Jesus sends us out as sheep to the wolves.
第十六节还告诉我们说耶稣把我们如羊送进狼群。
Now you have to ask yourself a question.
你就自己要问了。
Why would Jesus send us out as sheep to the wolves?
为什么耶稣会把羊送进狼群呢？
That's really dangerous, isn't it?
非常危险啊。
But let me tell you something about our shepherd.
但是告诉大家一个我们大牧者的事情。
Our shepherd has all the power and the authority in the universe.
我们的牧者他在宇宙万物中掌绝对的权威。
And he wants to give that power and his authority to his sheep.
他要把他绝对的权威交给他的羊群。
So while we are sent out to live among the wolves,
当他把我们送入狼群之中的时候，
with his power and his authority, he changes us.
他给了我们他的力量，他的权柄，把我们改变了。
And he makes us into ninja-eyed sheep.
他就把我们变成一个忍者神羊。
We can fight the battle because his authority and his power make us ninja-eyed sheep.
因为他的大能和他的权柄，我们就可以去打任何一场战役。
So do not be afraid of sharing the gospel.
所以不要害怕去分享福音。
Of going out.
不要害怕走到外面。
Because the power of God is given to you for the mission.
因为神已经把他的大能给你了。
So the first instruction is what?
所以第一个指示就是
go.
去。
The second is to go with a message from the king.
第二个就是我们出去要带着王的旨意。
In verse 7, it says, As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near.
第七节说随走随传说天国近了。
Our responsibility is to deliver a message from the king to the people.
我们的职责是把王的旨意带给臣民。
Let me give you some of the characteristics of a herald.
给大家讲讲作为一个王的使者需要什么样的本质。
A herald doesn't make up the message.
一个信使本身不去制造信息。
He doesn't invent the message.
信息不是他写出来的。
He carries a message given to him.
他只不过带着别人给他的信息到各处去走。
A herald is also not responsible for the response of the people.
一个信使他也不管收到信息的人会怎么样反应。
But a herald needs to be faithful and obedient to take the message to those that need to hear it.
但是一个信使必须对这个把信交给他的人，对那个人要负责，要忠诚。
And that's what we do.
那就是我们需要做的。
We simply take the gospel message from the king to the people.
我们把我们的王的福音传达给他的臣民。
And the gospel message is very simple.
福音的信息也是很简单的。
The gospel message is that we have a problem.
福音的本质就是说我们人都有问题。
And the problem that we have is sin.
我们的问题就是我们的罪。
We have disobeyed God.
因为我们违背了神。
Has anyone in this room ever told a lie?
你们在座有没有人曾经说过谎话？
If you told a lie, would you be brave enough to raise your hand?
如果你曾经撒过谎，请你勇敢地举起手来。
Okay. We are all liars.
我们都是撒谎的人。
Has anyone ever stolen something?
有没有人曾经偷过东西？
If you have ever stole something, raise your hand.
如果你曾经偷过什么东西，
A paper clip.
一个小小的那个指甲也算。
You are all thieves.
你们都是贼啊。
Has anyone ever had a thought of anger towards someone else?
有没有人曾经对别人心怀怒气？
You're driving on 95 and someone cuts you off.
你在95上开车，有人突然就把你给切了。
If you ever had an angry thought, Jesus said you have just murdered your friend. Raise your hand.
如果你那个时候有怒气的话，就像耶稣说，你已经有杀人的念头了。
All right, so I'm in a room right now with people that are liars and thieves and murderers.
所以我就跟大家在一起，我们都是说谎的人，都是杀人犯。
How are you going to get rid of your sin?
你怎么能把自己这些罪除掉呢？
By being a good person.
做好人。
That's what 90% of people in our area think.
90% 的人都觉得他们是好人。
If I have the good and it outweighs the bad, I'm going to heaven.
如果我做的好事比坏事多，我就能上天堂。
Not true.
这不是对，这是错误的。
Heaven is a perfect place.
因为天堂是个完美的地方。
God is completely holy.
神是完全圣洁的。
No sin can be in heaven.
没有罪可以进入天堂。
If you've sinned once, you're not going.
如果你犯了一个小罪，你都进不了天堂。
But here's the good news.
但是有个好消息。
God loves us so much.
因为神这么爱我们。
That he sends his son Jesus to this earth.
他把他唯一的爱子送给我们。
He lives a perfect life for 3 years.
耶稣在地上作为完美的人生活。
And then he dies on a cross.
但他为我们死在十字架上。
And he says that his death is a substitute for our death.
他告诉我们，他的死是代替我们的死。
And he says, I will swap with you.
他告诉我们说，他是给我们交换。
We will give Jesus our sin.
我们把我们的罪交给他。
And Jesus will give us his perfect life.
耶稣把他的完美的生命交给我们。
And when that swap takes place, that qualifies us to go to heaven to be with God.
当我们与他这样交换的时候，我们就可以得以来到神的面前。
That is the gospel message.
那就是我们的福音。
And that is the message that we need to take to people around us.
那就是我们需要告诉身边的人的福音。
Now, in our culture today, people have a problem with what I just said.
可是在我们今天的文化当中，人们对我说的不以为然。
They tell me that what I just told you, the gospel message, is offensive to them.
他们觉得我给他们讲的这个福音对他们是最构成了不好。
And I should keep that message to myself.
因为我要把我自己的信仰就是自己相信自己的事情。
And that message offends them.
我跟他们讲的我的信仰让他们觉得不舒服。
And I should be silent.
所以我就要闭嘴。
Well, I have a problem with their problem.
但是我对这个也有问题。
Sorry, there we go. Let's say that I come up with a cure for cancer.
假设我有一个治疗癌症的秘方。
I discover that if you take one of these pills, you can be cancer free.
我发现你只要吃一粒这个药，你就可以不，癌症就好了。
But,I don't want to force my opinion on people, so I'm going to keep my cancer cure to myself.
但是我不想把我的这个癌症秘方强加于你，所以呢，我就不告诉你。
That would be criminal.
那就是其实跟犯罪有什么两样呢？
Because I have a cure that can allow people to live 70, 80 years.
因为我有一个方法可以让人能够得以长寿。
But what if we have a cure that can allow people to live eternity?
如果我有一个秘方可以让人能够在永恒里面能够一直活下去呢？
To live for millions and millions of years.
能够活几千几百万年呢？
For me to be silent about that cure is criminal.
如果我不把这个事情告诉别人，那么我就是罪人了。
And so yes, when I deliver this message, I want to be sensitive.
是我跟人家讲这个事情的时候，我要很非常的注意我的言语。
I want to be loving.
我想要做一个有慈爱的人。
I want to understand that this can offend people.
我需要明白我所说的会使人觉得不舒服。
But because I love people and I'm concerned about their eternal destinies, I will share this message.
但是因为我爱这些人，我想把这个好消息告诉他们，所以我就要告诉他们。
So our first instruction is to go.
所以我们第一个指示就是要去。
Our second is to go with a message.
第二个指示就是去传播福音。
Our third is to go and meet people's needs.
第三个指示就是去照看人的需要。
In verse 8, it says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
第八节说，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。
When we go, we need to be people-oriented. We need to be compassionate.
当我们去传的时候，我们需要关心人的需要。
We want to meet people's spiritual needs, but we also want to meet their physical needs.
我们不仅要关照人的属灵灵命的需要，也要关照他们身体的需要。
When I was in Kenya several years ago, we were teaching in the town of Kitui.
牧师在肯尼亚的时候，他们在一个小镇里面传福音。
And there was a woman in our teaching, in our seminar, and she kept falling asleep.
在他们讲神学课的时候，看到一个女的同学，她不断的打瞌睡。
Now this is not offensive to me because I can put many people to asleep in a sermon.
牧师并不觉得这个对他有什么冒犯，因为他觉得他讲这个信息的时候，经常有人在下面打瞌睡。
But one of my coworkers noticed that there was something different about this woman.
但是他的同工就发现这个女同学有一点跟别人不一样。
And Eric went to her and said, "Ma'am, are you all right?"
然后这个同工就过去亲切的就问她说：“你怎么样？你好不好啊？”
And she told him, "I haven't eaten in 3 days."
这个人就说我已经三天没吃过饱饭了。
And her baby was putting stones in his mouth to fill the empty stomach.
他的小孩就把一个石头放在嘴里面嚼，因为他太饿了。
So do you know what Eric did?
你知道那个童工做了什么？
He got her food.
他就给他带来了食物。
And that was just as important as her hearing the word of God.
这个就和他听神的话语一样重要。
Because she couldn't hear when she was hungry.
因为她饿的时候，她听不进什么东西的。
So we need to meet the needs of the people around us.
所以我们需要去关怀别人的需要。
It specifically says here to heal the sick and raise the dead.
因为耶稣特别指出要医治病人，叫死人复活。
Do you believe that God can raise the dead?
你相不相信神能叫死人复活？
He can.
他可以的。
He did this week.
他这周就这样做了。
In Stanford Hospital.
在斯坦福医院。
Now she wasn't technically dead.
这个病人并没有，就是在技术上没有死亡。
But on Wednesday of this week, I went with one of our members of our church, Sean Smith, to the Stanford ICU unit.
在这周有一天，牧师和他们教会一个弟兄到斯坦福医院那个加护病房去。
His wife Kim.Came down with the flu.
这个人的太太 Kim, 她得了一个流感。
And a week before, she went from being in church on Sunday to Wednesday being in the ICU unit.
她星期天还在教会敬拜，星期三就进了这个重症加护室。
And she was in a coma for 6 days.
她已经昏迷，不醒六天了。
And the doctors told us on Wednesday of last week at 11 o'clock.Said Sean, your wife is dying.
在星期三十一点的时候，医生跟他的先生说：“你太太马上就要死了。”
The doctor said, "This is Dr. Bernstein from Stanford Hospital."
这个是斯坦福医院的 Bernstein 大夫。
He said, "Your wife has just a few hours to live. You need to prepare yourself."
他说：“你太太只能再活几个钟头了，你们要准备一下。”
He said, "This is the worst case of flu."That we have ever seen on the Stanford ICU unit.
他说：“这是我们在斯坦福重症加护室所见过的最严重的一个流感病例。”
So what do you do?
那么你们会怎么办呢？
We asked the doctor, "Doctor, what would it take for you to reverse your decision that you've just gave us?"
牧师他们就问那个医生说：“你们还有什么可以做的吗？”
He said two things.
医生说有两件事。
One is we want to see an increase in her blood pressure.
第一就是我们想要看到她的这个血压回升。
Two is we want to see an increase in the oxygen in her blood.
第二呢，想看到她血里面的养分增加。
So he said, Doc, we're going to start praying.
然后牧师说，那我们就可以为这两件事情祷告。
So we left that hospital room, and we rallied every Christian that we knew to start praying.
然后他们就从医院回来以后，找到所有能找到的基督徒为这个事情祷告。
24 hours later,
24小时以后
on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock,
在星期四上午11点
Dr. Bernstein took us in for another conference.
这个Bernstein 大夫又叫他们去开个会。
And he said this.
然后他说
She's getting better.
他说他正在恢复。
Wow, God!
对，这是。
Her blood pressure started going up.
因为她的血压真的就回升了。
Her oxygen level started going up.
她血氧浓度真的就上升了。
They said we're going to reverse her in her bed.
他们就说，医生就说要把她这个在。
I saw her yesterday. She's still getting better.
所以他们昨天去看了这个病人，正在康复。
This is a woman that the doctor said there's nothing we can do. She's going to die in a few hours.
这个病例医生曾经宣布说没有治了，几个小时就会死掉。
And when she comes out of that hospital, I'm going to bring her to this church.
如果她从医院出来，我就把她带到你们教会来。
So she can give testimony to what God has done in her life.
这样她可以给大家做一个见证。
Folks, when people are sick around us,
当我们身边的人生病的时候
go and pray for them.
去为他们祷告。
Place your hands on them and just say, let me pray for you.
把你的按手在他们身上说，我要为你祷告。
There is power when Christians pray.
当基督徒开口祷告的时候，我们就有了神的能力。
Remember, we're ninja sheep.
记住，我们是神的忍者神羊。
So we're going to go.
所以我们要去。
We're going to take the message with us.
我们要去，带着福音的信息去。
We're going to meet the needs of people.
我们要去照看人的需要。
And we're going to travel lightly.
而且我们还要轻装上阵。
Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey or extra tunic or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep.
腰带里不要带金银铜钱，行路不要带口袋，不要带两件褂子，也不要鞋和拐杖，因为工人得饮食是应当的。
When we go, we're simply supposed to trust the Lord's going to take care of us.
当我们去的时候，我们就单单相信神会照看我们。
Now this is a huge problem for me because I do not travel lightly.
这个对牧师来讲是个大问题，因为他没有一次是去轻装出行的。
My wife packs things in just a little case, and I need 3 suitcases.
他老婆用一个小行李箱就够了，他要三个大箱子才行。
I pack my basketball sneakers, my tennis sneakers, my golf shoes. I pack everything whenever I go on a trip.
他要带打这个球的鞋，那个球的鞋，不同的鞋。
The Lord says to me, "Trust me when you do this."
但是神对他讲，你要相信我。
Jesus says He will take care of us when we're going out.
耶稣告诉我们，当我们出去的时候，要相信他。
He will supply our needs as we go out.
他会提供我们的需要。
He will give us the words to say as we go out.
他会给我们要说的话去说。
Trust him.
相信他。
You don't have to have everything in order.
你并不需要准备好所有的东西。
Can I ask you a question of these people that are going out?
能不能问一个问题？
How many of these people had a seminary education?
这些出去传福音的人有多少受过神学训练呢？
Zero.
零个。
How many of them had a college education?
有几个人有大学学位呢？
Zero.
没有人。
How many of them had even read a theological book?
有几个人甚至读过一本神学著作呢？
Zero.
没人。
These are ordinary people.
这些都是普通人。
And yet he sends them out.
但是耶稣就差他们去了。
And he says, "Trust me as you go."
然后他，而且他说，你们要相信我。
We do not need more knowledge.
我们不需要更多的知识。
Just share the testimony of what Jesus has done in your life.
你就是跟别人分享神在你自己生命中所作所为就可以了。
Share with them the way that Jesus is changing your life.
告诉他们神怎么样改变了你的生命。
Share the reality of what Christ has done in your life. That's all you need to do.
分享基督在你生命中做的事情，那就是你应该做的。
And the power of God will come into that, and it'll change hearts and lives of people.
神的能力就会进入你的信息里面，改变听众的生命。
Number five, go to those who respond.
去找到那些有反应的人。
Whatever town or village you enter,
不论你去哪一村哪一镇，
search for some worthy person.
要打听那里谁是好人。
There and stay at his house until you leave.
就住在他家，直住到走的时候。
The beauty of the plan that Jesus has is it's house by house.
这个耶稣给我们这个计划里面很美丽的一个地方就是，那是一户一户进行的。
It's not about vast mass evangelism.
不是跟所有的人去讲。
It's not about big crusades.
不是那种大规模的传福音。
It's about you meeting someone in their house and pronouncing peace upon them.
他给你的计划是你面对一户人家把神的平安带给他们。
This is a friendly visit between two people.
这是一个非常友好的两户人家的一个见面。
If someone says, no, don't come to my house, you don't go there.
如果有人说别来我家，那你不去就好了。
They're not ready.
因为他们还没有准备好。
That's okay.
这是可以的。
They might be ready sometime later.
也许以后他们会有时间准备好。
But give an invitation to folks. Go to their house. Become their friends. Give them the gift of your presence.
但是你应该去愿意去进到人家家里面，把你自己做一个礼物送给他们。
Do you know the number one social problem in Fairfield County?
你知不知道在我们所住的地区第一大的社会问题是什么？
People are lonely.
人们是孤单的。
People don't have friends.
有人没有朋友。
People aren't connecting with each other.
他们没有人跟他们有联系。
The greatest gift that you can give to someone is the gift of your friendship.
你可以给别人最好的礼物就是你的友谊。
So go to people who respond to you.
所以你就走到那些对你有反应的人那里。
And simply say, may God's peace rest on this house and stay at that house.
仅仅需要告诉他们神的平安与你同在，然后住在那里。
And develop a relationship over the years.
然后去跟他们发展一项友谊。
So what is your mission for your life?
那么你生命中有什么使命呢？
Is it to make a living, live a happy life?
你的使命是不是就是去挣钱，过一个快乐的生活？
Is the mission of your life to have a nice retirement package developed?
你的使命是不是为了去轻松的退休？
To advance your career?
事业有成？
To take care of your family?
把自己家照顾好？
To be a good parent or a grandparent?
做一个好的家长？
What is the mission of your life?
你生活中的使命是什么？
You know, we can find your mission of your life pretty quickly.
我们其实马上就可以发现你的使命是什么。
I can find your mission in less than 3 minutes.
不用三分钟我就能知道。
All I want to do is see two things.
我只需要看两件东西。
I want to see your calendar and your checkbook.
我要看看你的日历和你的支票本。
These are the evidences of what's your priority in life.
这些见证了你生命中什么是最重要的。
So if you want to find out what your mission is, go home today and look at your calendar and look at where you spend your time and where you spend your money.
今天回家以后，想知道你自己的使命曾经是什么，就看看你把时间和金钱都花在什么地方。
But Rabbi Jesus is still looking for disciples today.
我们的老师耶稣他还是在寻找门徒。
He designed each one of you. He created you.
他创造了你们每一个人。
He saved you.
他挽救了你们每一个人。
And he wants you to release you on a mission.
而且他将要把你们差派出去传他的福音。
I started by asking you early in this sermon, what was your plan?
我早些时候曾经问过你们的计划是什么。
Let me give you the strategy.
现在就告诉你们。
Go. Who are you going to go to? Write down the names of three people that this week you're going to connect with.
第一，我们要去，去找谁呢？请你们想一想，写下三个名字。
And start praying about those three people today.
然后从今天开始就为那三个人祷告。
Before you make the contact.
甚至在你去找他们之前。
Second is, do you know the message?
第二，你知道你的信息吗？
If they were to ask you, you know, tell me more about Jesus, what would you say?
如果他们想告诉，让你给他们讲解耶稣的事情，你会说什么？
I encourage you to understand a salvation message, and the one that I use, there's many, but it's called the bridge illustration.
我用过很多比喻，其中有一个就是桥的比喻。
You can Google that and just put the bridge illustration navigators. It's a wonderful way to share the gospel.
你们可以去网上查一下，就查出来了。这是一个传福音的很有效的一个办法。
The third is, what are the needs of these people?
第三点就是知道这些人的需要。
And target their needs.
并且去关照他们的需要。
With Jesus' love.
带着耶稣的爱。
Four is go lightly.
第四就是要轻装上阵。
If you're sitting here today saying, oh, well, I can't do that.
如果你今天坐在这儿想，哎呀，我做不了这个。
That's baggage.
那是有，因为你有重担。
You've got to give up the excuses.
你应该去把这些借口都推掉。
Say, Jesus, I am committed to becoming your disciple.
愿意跟耶稣说，耶稣，我愿意做你的门徒。
I am going to trust you.
我要相信你。
And number five.
第五点
is anticipate that some will respond.
你们要知道有人会有回应。
But be patient.
但是一定要有耐心。
Sometimes it takes a longer period of time than we think.
有时候比你想的要长。
Let me tell you the story in conclusion of a guy, his name is Albraca.
结束的时候给大家讲一个故事，这个人叫 Albraca.
And Al worked for a Cantor Fitzgerald, a very high-powered brokerage firm down in The World Trade Center.
这个人在世贸中心里面一个很大的金融公司工作。
And Cantor Fitzgerald, power and money are very important commodities.
这个公司非常注重的就是权力和金钱。
Things like marriage and kids and God, are all secondary.
在这个公司的人心目中，像婚姻、家庭、孩子这些事情都是不是很重要。
But Albraca was committed to Jesus Christ, and they actually gave him the nickname Rev.
但是这个 Albraca 他是一个很信主的人，他的同事给他起了个外号叫做牧师。
Because he wasn't afraid to share the change that Jesus Christ had made in his life.
因为他就是非常愿意给大家分享神怎么样改变他的生命。
And in 1993, the World Trade Centers were bombed initially.
在1993年的时候，就有人曾经炸过世贸中心。
And they had to walk down 103 flights to get down to the bottom.
那个时候呢，他们的同事就要走103层楼，从那个世贸中心跑下来。
It took them 3 hours to make it from the top of the trade centers down to the bottom.
那个时候，他们花了三个多小时从办公室里面跑出来。
And Al helped people all along.
那个时候，这个 L 他就不停地帮助那些人跑出来。
And when they passed him in the halls, his coworkers would say, "Hey, Rev, pray for us."
当他的同事经过他身边的时候，那些人就会说 "Hey, L, 你要给我们祷告啊。
And he responded by telling them that he already had them covered.
他就会告诉他们说，我一直替你们祷告。
And even though he faced some ridicule in the office, they came to respect him and admire what he had.
虽然他的同事一开始嘲笑他，但是逐渐的，大家都开始很尊敬他。
Well, fast forward to September 11, 2001.
那很快就到了2001年9月11号。
And when the jets flew into that building, they flew in underneath his floor.
当这个飞机撞上大楼的时候，正好是撞在他们办公室下面的楼层。
And there was no way for them to escape.
他们逃不出来了这次。
Do you know what the Rev did that day?
你知不知道他那天做了什么？
He gathered his co-workers around him and they made a big circle.
他把他的同事聚集在身边围成一个圈。
And he shared that story of what Jesus Christ had done to take away our sin.
他告诉他们耶稣怎么样赎我们的罪。
And many of those co-workers at that moment trusted Christ and became believers.
他的同事当中很多都在那个时候信了主。
And we know this because they called their spouses after that and told them what the Rev had done and what they had done.
我们今天知道这事儿，因为当时他们给家里打了电话，告诉亲人他们在办公室的情形。
The Rev wasn't afraid to die.
所以他们不怕死。
And right up to the very end, his mission was to go and tell people the message.
一直到最后，他知道他的使命是告诉人这个福音。
I don't want to lay too heavy of a burden on you.
我不想给大家增加太多的重担。
But this is actually what Jesus is telling you.
但是这是耶稣告诉我们的。
He's counting on you folks to take the message to this community.
他指望着你们出去把他的信息传达给众人。
You're the hope for this community.
你们是这些人的希望。
We need to go.
我们需要去。
We need to take a message with us.
我们需要把福音传给别人。
We need to really care about people and love them.
我们需要关心他们，爱他们。
We need to give up our excuses and just trust God.
我们需要把自己的借口都推掉，就是信，单单仰赖神。
And we need to work with those who respond to us.
我们还需要对那些有反应的人，给他们更多的服事。
That's what a disciple does.
那就是神的使徒所做的。
I pray God that there are many disciples in this room.
我向神祈求，让我们当中有很多他的门徒。
Lord, I pray for your peace to rest on these folks.
我们也需要你们都有平安。
You have designed them and created them and given them this mission.
你给他们你创造了他们，而且你给他们这个使命。
And Lord, we're just ordinary people.
主啊，我们只不过是普通的人。
We need your power and your authority in us.
我们需要你的大能大力在我们里面。
But Lord, we commit ourselves to being your disciples today.
主啊，今天我们定义要成为你的门徒。
To being on the mission that you've sent us on.
去做你的大使命。
And we pray for your strength to guide us each step of this journey.
我们求你用你的力量来增加我们的力量。
In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray this.
以耶稣基督大能的名。
Amen.
Amen.